So the early sun condensed out of a cloud of gas which contains heavier elements as well as hydrogen and helium. Not all the gas condensed into the sun, quite a lot of it formed a disk, a spinning disk of material surrounding the sun. And from that disk, the very earliest precursors of the planets formed. What happened was that material gradually stuck together to form little stones at first, and then bigger boulders, and then gradually small planet-sized bodies. This shows a computer simulation of what it must have been like. There's the sun in the center, and here we have a great cloud of, in this case we've put in 100, we call them planetesimals, precursors of planets. Small bodies, much smaller than the planets we see now. And you can see they're all over the place, and their orbits crisscross as they go around the sun. And what happened in the early solar system was that these various planetesimals quite frequently would collide with one another. The small ones would be smashed to pieces. The big ones would gradually grow as they accreted more and more material from the small planetesimals. And so, after 30 million years or so of this process, our original 100 planetesimals have coalesced into 22 larger planetesimals. You'll see that their orbits are still quite chaotic. They still cross one another. And so collisions are still happening, but they're happening more infrequently. But having said that, when they do happen, they're much more violent because they're much bigger objects that collide with one another. And in this particular computer simulation, after 440 million years, we end up with just four major planets. Now, because the number of planets has gone down, because every time you have a collision, you modify the orbits of the planets, you can see now that the orbits no longer cross one another, so collisions are now much, much less likely. And these are relatively long-lived things. These are the sort of planets that make up our own solar system. I say this is only a computer simulation. It's not necessarily the way our particular solar system went. It's the way a solar system might go. Our own solar system has ended up with 8 or 9 major planets and a host of smaller bodies, particularly further out in the solar system. But all this happened quite soon after the initial formation of the Sun. By 4,000 million years ago, the solar system existed in essentially the form we see today, with the planets that we see today and the Sun that we see today. We understand the Earth itself, of course, was built up in this way by continual collisions, gradually building up a body. In its own history, it had one particularly violent and catastrophic event, which is illustrated here. There's the young Earth. She showed green. It wasn't really green, just to show the differentiated. And it was struck by a planet about the size of Mars. It was struck obliquely in its northern hemisphere. That did two things. The first thing it did was to knock the rotation axis of the Earth through an angle. So our rotation axis now is something like 23 degrees to the plane of the orbit. And that's why we have seasons. And at the same time, the glancing collision increased the rotation rate of the Earth. So the Earth started spinning much more rapidly. That collision was really violent. These two bodies are large and they hit at a relative speed of many kilometers per second. The energy of that collision heated both bodies. It probably completely melted the Earth, liquefied what solid rock there was. And the impacting planet, well, some of it got mixed up into the Earth. Some of it was thrown off in a cloud of fragments and particles. That cloud of debris that was thrown off from the collision condensed to form our moon. And that is the reason that the Earth is unique in the solar system in having such a large moon. It's far and away the largest moon in the solar system compared to the size of the primary planet. And we can build up this picture, incidentally, by careful analyses of the composition of the Earth and the moon, and we can detect the material that came from the proto-Earth and from the colliding planet.